Welcome to Memorial Stadium in Baltimore, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Baltimore Orioles. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Walt Williams. Batting second. The DH, Oscar Gamble. Batting third. The first baseman, Chris Chambliss. Batting fourth. The catcher, John Ellis. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Buddy Bell. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Tommy Smith. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Ted Ford. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Jack Broemer. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Frank Duffy. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Milt Wilcox. For the Baltimore Orioles. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Bobby Grich. Batting second. The center fielder, Rich Coggins. Batting third. The first baseman, Enos Cabell. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Don Baylor. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Merv Rettenmund. Batting sixth. The DH, Terry Crowley. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Doug DeCinces. Batting eighth. The catcher, Andy Echebarren. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Mark Bellinger. Pitching for the Baltimore Orioles, Doyle Alexander. And now, play ball. Walt Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a fly ball into right field. Rettenmund settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Oscar Gamble is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gamble hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Chris Chambliss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chambliss hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Gamble moves to third. John Ellis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ellis takes first base on ball four. Chambliss moves to second. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards third. DeCinces fields it and throws to home to get Gamble. Chambliss moves to third. Ellis moves to second. Two outs. Tommy Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Grich fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Bobby Grich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grich hits a ball on the ground towards short. Duffy scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Rich Coggins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coggins hits a ball on the ground towards first. Chambliss scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Coggins for the out. Two outs. Enos Cabell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cabell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bell fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Frank Baker now playing second base. Ted Ford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ford hits a pop-up towards short. Bellinger settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jack Broemer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Broemer hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Alexander fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Frank Duffy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duffy hits a fly ball into left field. Baylor settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Don Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor takes first base on ball four. Merv Rettenmund is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Baylor. The throw from Ellis and he is safe. Baylor steals second. Merv Rettenmund is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rettenmund takes first base on ball four. Terry Crowley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilcox spins and fires to second, with Duffy covering, and Baylor is picked off. One out. Terry Crowley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crowley hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Wilcox fields it and throws to first for the out. Rettenmund moves to second. Two outs. Doug DeCinces is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DeCinces hits a pop-up towards first. Chambliss settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Walt Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 1 in the game. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Baker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Oscar Gamble is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gamble is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Gamble hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Baker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Chris Chambliss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chambliss is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Chambliss hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bellinger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Andy Echeverrin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Echeverrin hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Mark Bellinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Echeverrin is thrown out by unknown player in unknown way. Echeverrin moves to second. Mark Bellinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bellinger strikes out. One out. Frank Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Wilcox, and towards Duffy, who fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Rich Coggins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coggins is 0 for 1 in the game. Coggins is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The Indians will come to bat. John Ellis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ellis is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Ellis hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Baker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0 for 1 in the game. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Baker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tommy Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0 for 1 in the game. Smith hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ted Ford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ford is 0 for 1 in the game. Ford is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Enos Cabell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cabell is 0 for 1 in the game. Cabell hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Ford. Cabell reaches second base with a double. Don Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Baylor takes first base on ball 4. Merv Rettenmund is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rettenmund is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Rettenmund hits a fly ball into right field. Ford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Cabell moves to third. One out. Terry Crowley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Baylor. The throw from Ellis and he is safe. Baylor steals second. Terry Crowley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crowley is 0-for-1 in the game. Crowley is walked intentionally. Doug DeCinces is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DeCinces is 0-for-1 in the game. DeCinces hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Cabell scores. Baylor scores. Crowley moves to second. It's 2-0, Orioles. Andy Echeverrin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Echeverrin is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Echeverrin hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Crowley scores. DeCinces moves to third. It's 3-0, Orioles. Mark Bellinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bellinger is 0-for-1 in the game. Bellinger takes first base on ball 4. Echeverrin moves to second. Frank Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker is 0-for-1 in the game. Baker hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. DeCinces scores. Echeverrin scores. Bellinger moves to third. Baker moves to second. It's 5-0, Orioles. Ray Lamb now pitching. Rich Coggins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coggins is 0-for-2 in the game. Coggins hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bellinger scores. Baker moves to third. It's 6-0, Orioles. Enos Cabell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cabell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Cabell hits a fly ball into center field. Smith settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Baker tags and scores. Two outs. It's 7-0, Orioles. Don Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor is 0-for-0 in the game. With two walks. Baylor hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Coggins moves to third. Merv Rettenmund is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rettenmund is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Rettenmund takes first base on ball 4. Baylor moves to second. Terry Crowley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crowley is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Crowley strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Orioles 7, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Jack Brohmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brohmer is 0-for-1 in the game. Brohmer hits a fly ball into center field. Coggins settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frank Duffy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duffy is 0-for-1 in the game. Duffy hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Baylor who is chasing the ball. Duffy reaches third base with a triple. Walt Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-2 in the game. Williams hits a fly ball into left field. Baylor settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Duffy tags and scores. Two outs. It's 7-1, Orioles. Oscar Gamble is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gamble is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Gamble hits a fly ball into left field. Baylor settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Orioles 7, and the Indians 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Doug DeCinces is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DeCinces is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. DeCenzis hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bell fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Andy Echeverran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Echeverran is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Echeverran takes first base on ball 4. Mark Bellinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bellinger is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Bellinger hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bell fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Orioles 7, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Chris Chambliss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chambliss is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Chambliss hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Baylor. Chambliss reaches second base with a double. John Ellis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ellis is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Ellis hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Chambliss moves to third. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0 for 2 in the game. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Alexander fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Alexander. Chambliss scores. Ellis moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 7-2, Orioles. Tommy Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Smith hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Alexander fields it and throws to second for the out. Ellis moves to third. One out. Ted Ford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ford is 0 for 2 in the game. Ford hits a fly ball into center field. Coggins settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Ellis tags and scores. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 7-3, Orioles. Jack Brohmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brohmer is 0 for 2 in the game. Brohmer hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bellinger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Orioles 7, and the Indians 3. The Orioles will come to bat. Frank Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Baker hits a fly ball into center field. Smith settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rich Coggins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coggins is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Coggins takes first base on ball 4. Enos Cabell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cabell is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Cabell hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Williams. Cabell reaches second base with a double. Coggins moves to third. Don Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Coggins scores. Cabell moves to third. It's 8-3, Orioles. Don Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and 2 walks. Baylor takes first base on ball 4. Merv Rettenmund is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Baylor. The throw from Ellis and he is safe. Baylor steals second. Merv Rettenmund is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rettenmund is 0 for 1 in the game. With 2 walks. Rettenmund is called out on strikes. 2 outs. Terry Crowley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crowley is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Crowley hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Cabell scores. Baylor scores. It's 10-3, Orioles. Doug DeCinces is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DeCinces is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. DeCinces hits a pop-up towards short. Duffy settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Orioles 10, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Frank Duffy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duffy is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. Duffy bunts towards third. DeCinces picks it up and throws it away. That's a base hit and an error on DeCinces. Duffy moves to second. Walt Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Williams bunts towards the mound. Alexander fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Duffy moves to third. Oscar Gamble is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gamble is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Gamble hits a pop-up towards short. Bellinger settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Chris Chambliss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chambliss is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Chambliss hits a fly ball into center field. Coggins settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Duffy tags and scores. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 10-4, Orioles. John Ellis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ellis is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Ellis is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Orioles 10, and the Indians 4. The Orioles will come to bat. Jerry Johnson now pitching. Andy Echeverry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Echeverry is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Echeverry hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Mark Bellinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Echeverry moves to second. Mark Bellinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bellinger is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Bellinger takes first base on ball 4. Frank Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Baker hits a fly ball into center field. Smith settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rich Coggins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coggins is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Coggins hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Ford. Coggins reaches second base with a double. Echeverry scores. Bellinger goes all the way around to score. Coggins moves to third. It's 12-4, Orioles. Enos Cabell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cabell is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 doubles. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Cabell takes first base on ball 4. Don Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and 3 walks. Baylor hits a ball on the ground towards short. Duffy fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Orioles 12, and the Indians 4. The Indians will come to bat. Grant Jackson now pitching. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0-for-3 in the game. Bell hits a fly ball into right field. Rhett Munn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tommy Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Smith hits a fly ball into left field. Baylor settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ted Ford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ford is 0 for 2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Ford hits a fly ball into right field. Rettenmund settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Orioles 12, and the Indians 4. The Orioles will come to bat. Merv Rettenmund is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rettenmund is 0 for 2 in the game. With two walks. Rettenmund takes first base on ball 4. Terry Crowley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crowley is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Crowley takes first base on ball 4. Rettenmund moves to second. Doug DeCinces is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DeCinces is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. DeCinces takes first base on ball 4. Rettenmund moves to third. Crowley moves to second. Andy Echeverry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Echeverry is 3 for 3 in the game, with 3 singles and a walk. He's got one RBI. Echeverry hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Rettenmund scores. Crowley scores. DeCinces moves to third. It's 14-4, Orioles. Dick Bosman now pitching. Mark Bellinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bellinger is 0 for 2 in the game. With two walks. Bellinger takes first base on ball 4. Echeverry moves to second. Frank Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Baker hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A grand slam home run. It's 18-4, Orioles. Rich Coggins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coggins is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. He's got three RBIs. Coggins hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Enos Cabell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cabell is 2 for 3 in the game, with two doubles and a walk. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Cabell hits a fly ball into center field. Smith settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Don Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and 3 walks. Baylor strikes out. 2 outs. Merv Rettenmund is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rettenmund is 0 for 2 in the game. With 3 walks. Rettenmund hits a pop-up towards short. Duffy settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Orioles 18, and the Indians 4. The Indians will come to bat. Jack Brohmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brohmer is 0 for 3 in the game. Brohmer hits a fly ball into center field. Coggins settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frank Duffy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duffy is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a triple. Duffy hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Walt Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Williams hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. DeCinces settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ron Lolick pinch hits for Oscar Gamble. Ron Lolick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lolick strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Baltimore Orioles, 18, and Cleveland Indians, 4. Goodbye from Memorial Stadium in Baltimore.